very excited about our first guest today on Express Yourself, Alexandra and Anthony Yurkunitsa from Coordination and Bonedale Ballet. Thanks so much for speaking to Katie and Kay, guys.
Thank you, Gavin. Hello out there to the community.
It's a pleasure being here. Thanks for having us.
Well, big news with a grand opening celebration for Coordination and Bonedale Ballet's new studio taking place next Friday, August 24th from 5 to 7 p.m. at your new location on Village Road. We're going to talk all about that. Before we get into the evolution of your organization and how you got to this moment, let's start by rewinding all the way back and telling us how each of you got your start. Anthony, let's start with you. What are your origins in movement?
My origins in movement were based in growing up on the beach in Laguna Beach, and I was exposed to all kinds of sports. Allegorically speaking, what happened was is my mother knew a dance teacher and whose husband was a cellist, and they had a dance company, and they invited my brother and I at a very young age to participate in the ballet, and immediately I saw results in my football. I was actually I had my own football team, and I started to feel more agile and fast, and peer pressure kept me from doing it for a while, but then I got over that after I saw the benefits, and so it's been a lifelong endeavor to try to perfect and use ballet as a tuning of my body so that I could get more performance out of it, and then I really saw it for artistic merit and expression and that sort of thing, and so I really felt like I had an amazing group of teachers that I espoused to. So that was great.
And what about you, Alexander?
Yes, my mom actually used to take ballet just recreationally. And so as a very, very young child, my sister and I would both go and watch her take her classes. And then eventually when we were three and a half years old, my mom asked, "Do you guys want to start ballet?" And so that was the beginning of what is now just my lifelong passion, and I cannot stop. And I'm so happy to be able to share it with so many people. So, and from there, I just continue training classical ballet into modern jazz and tap, and then took that into college, got my AA in dance, and then studied psychology at Chapman University while I was then going into a professional ballet company in California. So called Ballet Pacifica. So and then here we are in Carbondale, Colorado. Anthony and I actually both met dancing together in Ballet Pacifica. So
nice.
We decided to come out for a new start out in the mountains and opened up Coordination Bonedale Ballet and just continue this wonderful tradition of being able to dance, choreograph, create, and really share our passion with everybody.
So when did Coordination start as an effort that you two launched here?
Coordination started in 2004. So started off as a classical Pilates studio, and then we branched out into yoga, and then eventually 7 years later we opened up into expanded into Bonedale Ballet, being able to offer, because our space allowed us more room, square footage, to offer ballet. And then from there, we went into teaching jazz, modern, a lot of tap, flash mob now. So in our current space, we've got, plenty of room to offer everything for everybody in all ages.
One thing about the origins of our Coordination and Bonedale Ballet also was that not many people know this, but we saw a niche, whereby we could reach out to dancers that had, a really strong passion, but maybe not the degree of commitment that they needed to dance with other groups in the Valley. So we have an open arm policy. We embrace and covet our relationships with all of our students, at whatever level they're at. And so basically we give them an opportunity and a platform to express themselves. And we really saw that as a benefit to the whole community, and also to bring what we consider to be a real ethos to our performances, a real, genuine passion for what we do. And that's what really comes through as in our students, I think, and in our teaching.
And so as you talk about this new space, this is really an expansion. It's maybe a risk for you guys, right? I mean, this is a big kind of doubling down on the breadth of what you offer. So before we get into the specifics, tell us about the new space. You're on Village Road, so this is basically by Saw Gallery.
Yes, we're at 1101 Village Road, right between the Saw Gallery and the Gianinetti Park. And we're on the upper level, and we were able to take two units. We're right next door to Rock and Ice. And it's a 1,200 square foot space, and it's beautiful. We've got our Pilates equipment in there, our state-of-the-art sprung dance floor and Marley floor, ballet bars, and a lot of beautiful light coming in. And
as the contractor of the project, I was able to gut it and make it into a tabula rasa where I could basically engineer it and design it specifically to our needs, which is a first. Most of the other spaces we've had to work within a certain context. And with the idea of being here long term, you know, we were able to do the improvements that would launch us into a future of, you know, where we could inhabit the space with other co-creators and to, you know, reach a vision of more of an integrated community effort. And you know, it's a lot of people walk in there, and we've gotten a lot of wonderful feedback from them in terms of the, you know, the light and the, you know, the height of the ceilings and the mirrors and the space and the bars and everything. So it's a great space. We're really excited about it. So
again, that's the grand opening is next Friday, August 24th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, at 1101 Village Road. Now, in terms of the stuff you guys offer, I've always been impressed with the range of things that people can do. So let's start with ballet. Do you do ballet both for beginner and advanced levels? And can it be kids, teens, adults?
Yes, we do offer classical ballet for all levels, from ages really 2.5 up to however old you like to be. It doesn't matter, because our bodies are meant to move, and it just brings so much joy and well-being to our minds and bodies. So we have a toddler dance class for obviously the toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
We have a creative dance and pre-ballet for about ages 4 to 6. And then we've got children's ballet for ages 6 to 11, and then beyond that, we have our teen and adult classical ballet classes, and everybody gets an opportunity to be showcased and highlighted in our performances, as well as the other disciplines that we'll be talking about.
Yeah, so then you also teach tap?
Yes, we have kids tap for ages 6 to 11, and then we also have teen adult tap as well, and that's taught by Janine Stickle, former manager of the library, and I teach the kids tap. And Anthony and I both instruct the ballet, and we've got some new instructors coming on to our staff of teachers this fall, which is incredibly exciting for us, getting the chills just thinking about it.
You want to name drop anybody yet, or is it still to be announced?
I would love to name drop Carolyn Yates. She is a local modern dancer here, wonderful teacher, very inspiring person, and Christina Ackers. Carolyn Yates will be teaching the jazz modern for kids, and Christina Ackers will be teaching Broadway repertoire dance, and we have Sydney Brown helping me teach the toddler dance class. I think that's it for right now. Am I missing anybody? And then Anthony and I. So it's going to be a really great team for sure.
And then what is this? I know you guys are famous for the Thrill the World thriller flash mob stuff that happens every year around Halloween. Rehearsals are starting soon. We should talk about that too. But you're actually going to be teaching flash mob dancing.
If I may chime in right here, watching these flash mobs and to talk to the women behind the scenes that are doing it, it's actually quite inspiring to hear that, for example, it's the most fun and energetic and wonderful hour that they spend throughout the week. And it's like they get a chance to really express themselves. They get a chance to learn new choreography and challenge themselves and work together and laugh and maybe take things beyond a personal exercise class that they might do elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's something they can take out and show to the community and express and be vulnerable and kind of reach all those different points where, you know, you actually grow as an individual and maybe even touch on being an artist in many ways. And so it's a great thing.
And one of our wonderful core dancers in our flash mob dance class, Monica Baez out there, She always says every time we perform a flash mob, she says, oh, I feel like I'm in my 20s again as a dancer. So brings her and everybody so much joy. And I teach the flash mob class Wednesdays 6 to 7. Basically, we put together some pretty nice classical jazz, a little bit of hip-hop choreography to a selected piece of music, kind of hip, more on the hip side, which is a really nice change in opposition to the ballet. So, you know, full spectrum of.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so Saturday, October 27th is the big public debut and the day that all across the world people will be performing these synchronized dancing performances of course, Michael Jackson's Thriller based on the original video. You guys have rehearsals starting really soon. So is there right now a call for people who want to be part of the Thriller, the Thrill of the World dance this year?
Yes, there is a call. So I'm glad you said that. And our first rehearsal starts Wednesday, August 29th at the Carbondale Branch Library. We're going to meet and discuss the event and then start learning the choreography. And then after that, we will be meeting at Coordination Bondel Ballet every Wednesday after that for 2 months till into the 27th of October for the big event.
Do you need previous dancing experience or previous experience as a zombie?
Absolutely not. Just enthusiasm and just be ready to have some fun. And the choreography is incredible. The music, I mean, once you start, you just can't get it out of your head for 2 months straight, and it's great. And then, of course, we get to dress up as any kind of zombie we'd like. And I want to thank the Carbondale Branch Library again for partnering with us. Thanks to them, this is why we're doing it. And this is how the Flash Mob weekly dance class came about, is inspired by Thrill the World. So.
And again, Thrill the World is the big event for the public, is Saturday, October 27th. And that first meeting with rehearsals beginning is Wednesday, August 29th, 6 p.m. at the Carbondale Library. Now, the other thing that you guys have going on in this new space is the traditional movement studio side of the operation, which means yoga and Pilates. So talk a little bit about how you guys fit in, because obviously there are a lot of yoga studios in town, really great people. Why should people check you guys out?
We bring many years of collective dance experience where alignment and body awareness and, you know, articulation and placement are the DNA of the movement. And what we like to transfer to our students is the ability to take the poses of traditional yoga or Pilates and expand upon them in a way where they're getting more of a connection to their body. You know, just by osmosis, by being around all these amazing dance teachers all our lives and seeing dancers on stage when they've fallen out of a turn or they've executed something in a really perfect way, you know, there's usually a link to body placement and you know, sort of a mental awareness about it. So it really goes much deeper than just approaching it from a novice standpoint. I mean, we really try to bring our professional training as dancers and all the corrections that we've received into play. And then also, you know, like I would say that both of the things that has been a part of our evolution as dancers and movers, I would say, evolved into our love and appreciation of yoga and Pilates, because it was a restorative measure to keep our bodies healthy. And so, you know, we'd like to transfer that to other people and keep them healthy, keep their bodies free from injury, and also to really be able to perform with other activities that they may be into, like skiing or whatever. We just feel like we try to bring that little bit of an edge of awareness, because it's not something we've just learned in the past 5 years. I mean, we've been on this path of movement and body awareness since we were 5 years old.
And that's what quickly brings me to our newest tagline, artistically aligned movement and dance training. We've really been able to sync together wonderful benefits mentally, physically, that dance brings forth, especially ballet. And then integrating the support that comes from the Pilates training and the yoga. So we do have Pilates and yoga mat classes. And then we have all the Pilates apparatuses as well. So we offer privates and classes.
That's what I was going to say, too, is it seems like for some people, just logistics can be a challenge. You know, like I really like the 4 o'clock stretch class at True Nature. It's one of my favorite things in Carbondale. I just never get to it. I'm always busy. So it seems like the fact that you guys offer private instruction or can do things by appointment also offers some flexibility for people who just can't make it to one of the regularly scheduled class times.
Yes, we are very flexible, and we want to make things work for people to have as many people out there experience and create just reconnections, better relationships with their own bodies so they can do whatever they like to do in their lives.
And there's also a kind of quote-unquote Dharma element to my teaching, which I've studied Tibetan Buddhism and went to Nepal and monasteries and studied for a long time. I choose to sort of take it more, apply that to more of a movement level through awareness rather than the actual sort of Dharmic teachings. But I definitely bring that calmness into my teaching. And so it's really a wonderful journey. And I feel like the triad of all those different, you know, the ballet, the Pilates, and yoga, they all sort of co-create to make more body awareness in the person that's practicing those different things. It's a ultimate sort of cross-training regimen, I think.
And I like how you mentioned that even for you, that early on ballet was something that helped your football, right?
Yeah.
and that's something in this valley where you have so many people who play soccer or who do music or marching band or things like that. There really are places to tie in with your physical, you know, sense of self, even if you're not maybe trying to become a ballerina, mm-hmm. right?
Right. And even just recently I went on a surf trip in Mexico and I hadn't surfed in number of months and just was able to get right back up on a board. And I just think it all has to do with you use it or you lose it mentality. If you stay aware and move your body, you can get right in there and do the things, you know, that you're passionate about.
So that's Anthony and Alexandra Yurkanitsa. They run Coordination and Bonedale Ballet. And before we go, I just want to reiterate that it's next Friday, August 24th, the grand opening of the new location at 1101 Village Road between the Saw Gallery and Giannetti Park in Carbondale. Tell us a little bit about what people can expect at the grand opening. If they come out on Friday the 24th between 5 and 7, what's happening at your new space?
What is happening will definitely be some surprise performances. I won't say more about that. class demonstrations on the Pilates equipment as well as dance demonstrations on our dance floor with all ages. Hopefully we'll have a lot of our students that will be there to help with that.
And a
we'll
chance have to meet teachers.
A chance to meet the teachers, exactly. Have some tasty appetizers and desserts. And we'd like to give away some free classes. Just welcome everybody. Also, really quickly, we have a winter performance that we are also brainstorming right now.
That was the last thing I wanted to ask you about. So you have a big winter performance coming up, and it's not decided, right? So there's still some options, and you're going to be, is that going to be something that you're also going to do?
Yes, we are
auditions?
Taking, exactly. We are basically utilizing all of our Bonedale Ballet dancers of all ages. So now's a great time to sign up and show interest if you are. What we have in mind is a children's story ballet, as well as classical ballet by our more advanced dancers, and then definitely some flash mob performances. And our children's ballet, we have some ideas, Old McDonald's Farm and mm-hmm. all the shenanigans that happen between all the characters on the farm, and then we finish up with a hoedown. That's an idea. And Tubby the Tuba is a classic story about various classical instruments. And then there's this little note that kind of moves through all of the instruments. And then there's Mixed Vegetables, which is a very humorous ballet for kids as well. We all take on different vegetable characters. So those are some really great ideas, plus a classical ballet portion, a mixed repertoire.
And we do offer an opportunity for, you know, artists and dance enthusiasts to dock, you know, in the midst of sort of a tumultuous last couple of years in the arts community and dance, you know, if they want to continue their training, you know, many like Glenwood Arts is kind of on hold right now. And,
right.
you know, so we invite anybody to come over and check out the opening and see if some classes work for you if you want to perform and be involved with a new exciting studio opening.
So grand opening Friday, August 24th. My guests have been Alexandra and Anthony Yurkanitsa. You can find out more at bonedaleballet.com. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you guys.